Tonight I'm going to be talking about Bohemia, so not the area in Greenwich Village, but the medieval region centered on Prague in Central Europe. And I'm going to be talking about manuscripts that were produced in Prague during the reign of King Wenceslas IV. And I'm going to be talking about why those manuscripts are so meaningful to us when we think about his legacy as a patron of the arts and also as a politician and as a ruler. In introducing Wenceslas, though, we'll start with a brief synopsis of his father's legacy, one that has overshadowed his and, as a result, put him in a bad light. So I'll conclude the lecture today with a close look at one of the manuscripts I believe to have been commissioned by Wenceslas, and I'll talk specifically about why that manuscript does the same things and expresses the same strategies that his father's own patronage did before him. I came into this area of research in 2003 when I was hired as an intern at the Metropolitan Museum of Art to work on an exhibition called Prague, the Crown of Bohemia, 1347 to 1437. It was an exhibition that we were doing in conjunction with the Prague Castle. I speak Czech, so I was assigned all of the translation duties, and I learned to read late 20th century and rather late 19th century Czech quite quickly. So it was an interesting foray into a totally unknown territory for me, and art historically, but I'm Czech by birth, so it was a fascinating kind of pull back into my own heritage. And my own studies before then as an undergraduate had been centered on medieval and Gothic and Renaissance Florence. So it was sort of same time period, but different place with a lot less research published, and it seemed like a lot more ground to cover as an art historian. So that set me off on kind of a wild adventure. The big sort of umbrella observation I'm making throughout the lecture is that history is often told from particular points of view. So historiographically, we can't always trust the narratives that are passed down to us. And as a result, we look at things in a different way. So Charles IV, who was Wenceslas' father and the king of Bohemia and really established Prague as an artistic center, is the great hero of the tale of medieval Bohemia. And indeed, he's earned that privilege. But as a result, Wenceslas ends up looking a little bit like a drunken lout. And that's in large part because his legacy as a patron was in manuscripts. He was a major bibliophile, much more so than his father. And the Hussite Wars, which happened in the early 15th century, they totally wiped out his library. I mean, there's 8 manuscripts left that belong to Wenceslas directly, and they're scattered all over Europe, and there's some folios in North America, but they can hardly represent what it is that he commissioned and what he created. His father's legacy, though, survives in architecture and panel painting and sculpture, which has always been prized art historically over manuscripts, which are complicated to study and to look at. And because there are fewer of them surviving, it also puts them at another disadvantage. So I'm going to talk about why the books that survive are so revealing of Wenceslas's legacy and how they do tell a different story, or at least they nuance the existing story about his life and his role as king of Bohemia.